Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Life Without Water by Marcy Bolden, narrated by Tanya Eby. 1. Carol Denman blinked, the long and slow kind that gave the brain a moment to process unexpected information. When she lifted her lids, her assistant still stood on the other side of her desk. Tiana's near-black eyes filled with a million questions. The rich, umber skin above her nose crinkled as she drew her brows together. The words she'd spoken lingered in the air between them. There was a man standing outside Carol's office asking to see her. Not just any man, her ex-husband.
"You were married before Tobias?"
Tiana's voice was low enough that no one outside the office could possibly hear, but to Carol's ears, the words sounded as if they had been announced through a bullhorn. The question spun her tightly held emotions out of control. The skin above her brow prickled with the first signs of nervous sweat. Clenching her fists, digging white acrylic tips into her palm, she took a breath to calm herself before the telltale sign of anxiety, bright red creeping up her pale neck until it settled over her face, could start. She blinked again, this time the rapid mind-clearing kind. She dislodged the knot in her throat before finding her voice. "Yes, a long time ago. A lifetime ago. Did he say what he wants? No." Confusion faded to what appeared to be concern. "He looks nervous. Should I tell him to leave, or I can call security?" Security was a 73-year-old overweight retired police officer who was far more invested in completing the Houston Chronicle's crossword puzzle than he ever was in doing his job.